The Kill Call by Stephen Booth, read by Will Thorpe. Chapter 1.
Journal of 1968. In those days, there were always just the three of us. Three bodies close together down there in the cold, with the water seeping through the concrete floor, and a chill striking deep into flesh and bone. The three of us, crouching in the gloom, waiting for a signal that would never come. And what a place to wait and watch in. 7 feet high and 7 feet wide. Might as well have been a giant coffin. But slam down the lid and bolt out the sun and we'd survive. Oh, yes. For 14 days we'd survive. Thinking about all the things we'd hoped for. And the way our lives could be snuffed out just like that. One night, Jimmy looked up from his bunk at me and Les. And he said we were like the three little pigs. Or three billy goats gruff. Well, I don't know about that. Three blind mice, maybe. It would be more fitting. If it all kicked off, the three of us would be as good as blind. Blinded by a million suns. Blind to the people dying. A few of the details are a bit dim now. Age does that to you. But other things are as bright and stark in my mind as if they'd been burnt there by a lightning flash. Faces and eyes are what I remember most. Faces in the dark. Eyes turned up towards the light. That look in the eyes a second before death. Yet all we had down there was a miserable 6-watt bulb. I don't think they even make bulbs that small anymore, do they? No wonder your sight could get damaged. Then, every 90 minutes, the switch would pop and it went totally dark. Black as a cat in a coal hole. I always hated that. Even now, complete darkness is what frightens me most.